Welcome to the Ladies of Metal show, featuring interviews with metal bands.
That music video you guys put out for Freedom, The Wolves Within, it's all like animated, which was so cool. It reminded me like a metal version of Avatar. It was so cool.
And Avatar, by the way, is a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Where we keep you up to date with everything surrounding the metal, underground, and alternative community. This is the Ladies of Metal show.
Hey, hey, I'm Carly Gwen, aka Gwen Anastasia. This is the Ladies of Metal show. If you haven't already, please leave me a little review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. I always love to hear from you guys. If you want to get in touch, you can always email me at gwen@theladiesofmetal.com or DM me on Instagram. That's easy too. I'm at the Ladies of Metal Show. And welcome to a new year. Lots of bands have already announced they'll have records dropping this year, so I wanted to go through a few highlights before I start the episode with Mark from Epica. Legendary German metal band Accept released Too Mean to Die on January 29th. They're not metal, but I've always been a big fan of the Foo Fighters, and they have Medicine at Midnight coming out on February 5th. Architects, one of my favorite metal bands, is putting out For Those Who Wish to Exist on February 26th. Epica has Omega dropping February 26th as well, and my good friends in Ascent Like Wolves are putting out Mystic Auras on February 19th. I'll have their vocalist Al Bolt, he's a good friend of mine, on the show very soon too. And Rob Zombie has a new one coming out on March 12th. Couldn't be more excited about that one, honestly. A lot of my friends like this band too, While She Sleeps, so Sleep Society drops April 16th. And I've been following Epica for about 5 or 6 years now and couldn't be more pumped that they're about to release new music. Omega is out February 26th on Nuclear Blast Records, and they already released 2 insane music videos for Abyss of Time and Freedom, The Wolves Within. And if you've never heard this band before, think like, what kind of music would the Wildlings from Game of Thrones listen to? Or Gimli from Lord of the Rings? Like, what would be the soundtrack to The Walk to Mordor or To the Wall in the North? That's this band! It's like Viking elvish metal. They have an incredible female vocalist, and you'll hear Mark singing and shredding on guitar. That always makes me think of School of Rock when I say it like that. I learned a lot from our chat, lots of cool and interesting stuff about Mark personally and about the band's process too. So let's get to it. Mark Jansen from Epica. It's the Ladies of Metal show. This is my first episode of 2021, so I feel like it's pretty special. So welcome. How's your new year been so far? It hasn't been too many days yet, but still.
Yeah, so far it started off pretty okay, given the situations in the world today.
Of course.
But the only disadvantage for me is I live far away from my parents, and because I live in South Italy and they live in the Netherlands, so I haven't seen them already for like 4 or 5 months.
Wow.
And for me, a pretty long time. It's and that's the only thing in the having to miss them.
I feel like a lot of people are in that boat right now, and even like going through the holidays, a lot of people weren't able to spend it with their family, which is like so strange. but I don't know, we're rolling with it. And you're from the Netherlands originally, right?
Yes, and I lived there also like 33 years. Just now, the last 9 years, I've been living in Italy.
Wow. And where are you? You said South Italy?
Yeah, in Sicily. It's the island close to, between the land of Italy and to Tunisia. Basically, a bit in the middle, but then more towards the Italy mainland.
Okay. My family is originally from Sicily, so that's really cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know where they are from? From which region in Sicily?
I don't. I bet my mom would know. But yeah, that's like, I guess everybody on my mom's side is kind of like that Sicilian skin. So they like tan really nicely and like,
yeah.
So Cool. All right. Well, what have you been up to non-musically lately?
Oh, yeah. I'm a guy that even when the music stops, that nobody has to worry about. I have so many things I love doing. One of them is I love sports. So I like I ride my bike. I do running, fitness, swimming. Besides that, I have quite some domestic animals. I have 3 dogs and 6 cats. And they're keeping me pretty busy as well. And third of all, I've moved to a new house like 2 years ago, and there was so much that still had to be done that I worked on the house. I also in the garden. I always had a dream to build my own cold tub, and now I did build it, so it's finished. So I can go dipping in my own cold tub whenever I like.
That's so nice.
So it's I've been pretty busy the last year.
That's awesome. I did see on your Instagram you have like awesome like landscape, like cool hiking photos, and like your dogs make a lot of great appearances. So it seems like you have a really fun time, like even when you're not able to tour and play music and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I have a great time, and my dogs and cats are happy that I'm now more often at home. So it has also a good side. And I always wanted to live in the countryside. So whatever happens, yeah, in cities you are pretty much locked up. When there's a lockdown, you cannot do much. But in the countryside, I can still do all the things that pretty much like in life. That's just being outside in the sun. That makes me already happy.
Yeah, that sounds so nice. That's like the dream right there.
Yeah. luckily, I have a job that I can live in the countryside. So I know that many people have to live in the city because of their job. And many people also love living in the city because there's always much to do. Just when there is a problem like with the pandemic and there's a lockdown, then it has the downside of the negative side effect of that you would just have a little apartment and cannot do much.
Right, exactly. That's like kind of my situation right now. I just moved back to Philadelphia in November, so, and then everything kind of locked down again. So I'm just kind of like focusing on getting my apartment all nice, because I'm like, well, I guess I'm gonna be here all winter, just hanging out. So yeah, it's definitely a strange time. And also, I guess non-musically, I didn't know this, but you have your master's in psychology.
Yeah, that's right.
That's so cool. How did you get interested in that? And like, how did you know you wanted to take it past like just like a regular kind of degree?
Yeah, I basically has to do with my life story. I always, since I was a kid, I always told myself, I'm just going to do things that I like doing in life. So I started studying psychology purely for the reason that I'm interested in the topics of psychology. And it also was a study that it didn't take too much of my time. So I had a lot of free time to keep playing music. So for me, it was the perfect study just to enjoy as much as I could. And when I was finished, I never worked actually in the field. But the good thing about it is that if I would have studied, like, for example, economics, that would not attract me at all. So I would have to suffer studying it. And in the end, I would never have worked in the as an economist anyway. So it was the right decision because I had a lot of fun. It was great to study it. And still, even for some lyrics, I might unconsciously... it's beneficial in a way, so you never know. But basically, I do, yeah, like I said, just things that bring me joy and not things to for the money, for example.
Right. Yeah, I thought that was super interesting. Like, I don't know a lot of musicians that have like master's degrees in the first place, but I feel like psychology is like such an interesting field. So like, that was really cool.
Almost that I didn't finish it. It was just I had to do my final papers. That was the only thing that I had to do, but I was touring a lot, and I didn't have any desire anymore to finish these papers. But then my tutor, he was also an Epica fan. He he was checking my touring schedule, and he said, I see that you are having a break there of 2 months. Now you have to come to finish your papers.
Oh my God.
and so I did. And I said, I told him, the only thing I really don't look forward to is to the oral presentation of the paper. So I would really want to finish my paper, but I really don't feel comfortable with the oral presentation. And then he said, oh, for you, we can make an exception. If you finish the paper and you do your best, we skip that oral presentation. And so I'm probably one of the few students who could finish the paper there without having to do the oral presentation.
Oh my God. Do you not like public speaking?
No, I hate it. So many people, it might sound weird for being also a kind of a front man to talk to the crowd, but that's different. I feel comfortable doing that, but I don't feel comfortable at all speaking to an audience about something.
That's so interesting. I guess it's different because, like, when you're on stage and stuff, like, if you're at a huge festival and there's 50,000 people there or something, that those are, like, your people, you know? Like, they're already there for you, but, like, a presentation of, like, maybe 20 or 50 people or something, like, they could be, like, criticizing you or, like, I don't know, like, that is kind of uncomfortable, but it is an interesting kind of thought, for sure.
And it once happened to me that when I was doing a presentation and I had a black, and I really didn't remember anything anymore, and I just looked at the faces and they were looking at me, and then I for sure didn't remember anything anymore. And it took like forever, and then at a certain point somebody started laughing, and then I had to laugh too, and that broke a bit of the ice. But I'm not made for public presentations.
That's so funny. But it kind of does make sense, though. It's like two different environments. So
yeah, it is. It makes me feel very, very uncomfortable. And later on, due to my stage performances, probably I got better at it. So I kind of, when I have to do it, I can nowadays. But in the past, I was really probably one of the worst speakers.
I feel like a lot of people probably like empathize with that for sure, so you're definitely not alone.
Probably I think of myself and that it was worse than it actually was, but for many people it's not the most comfortable environment. There's just a few people that they really feel like a fish in the water when they're doing it, and for them it's perfectly fine, of course,
right? Well, that's good that you were able to get around that and still complete your program.
Yeah, luckily, fortunately. And also, my mom was really happy because she was at a certain point saying, hey, you have to finish your studies. And like every mom would do after a long time.
Oh, of course.
So, I also finished it for her also.
That's great. Aw. So I did have to go back through all the records that the band has put out. And the first one, I couldn't believe this, Phantom Agony came out in 2003. And then your seventh record came out in 2016. There's been EPs, there's been live albums. And I honestly can't believe through all of that, you guys weren't on like the Game of Thrones soundtrack or something. Because I feel like that would have been a really good fit.
Yeah, if they would have reached out, I wouldn't have to think twice, because I was already a fan of the series since the beginning, when not many people were watching yet. And I'm also very disappointed about the last episode, by the way.
Oh my gosh, me too. I think everyone is.
Yeah, there's just, I hardly find anyone who's happy about it, but there are a few exceptions. But if they would have reached out, I wouldn't have to think twice. We would have definitely done it, because our music would fit very well to a series like that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. But I mean, it's not, you guys were pretty busy through that whole time putting out new music and stuff. But now we're getting ready for a brand new record, which I can't wait for.
Yeah.
So what's it like for you to look back as like a founding member at this point in 2021? 2003 was kind of a long time ago, but I guess it also in some ways isn't, because you've done so much over that span of time.
Yeah, it feels like it's ages ago already. So when I think back of 2003, it's like that, like as we were kids, it feels like already so long ago, and so many things have happened in the meantime. And but also it had there's like some kind of feeling that you have when you start as a band, that feeling that you never can get back to anymore, this kind of innocence, but also that everything is new, but you still keep looking for that feeling, keep searching, and sometimes you can touch it a bit again, but it will never be exactly like the first album when everything is new and exciting, and it, of course it still is exciting, but exciting in a different way, like you do something for the first time, it's a different excitement. And that's what keeps coming to my mind the most, that that youthly innocence, what also brings, created something beautiful.
Oh yeah, well I think you've definitely succeeded in doing that, for sure. And especially that music video you guys put out for Freedom, The Wolves Within. When I saw that on YouTube, I was like, this is just true to your guy's name. It's an epic music video because it's all like animated, which was so cool. It almost looks like, it reminded me like a metal version of Avatar or something. Like, it was so cool.
And Avatar, by the way, is a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Usually I watch a movie just once, but that one I've seen already three times, which is for me like that I really like a movie.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's like such a spectacle, and I think it took them like 10 years to make it. But yeah, but that's what came to mind when I saw your music video for that song. I was like, this is like metal Avatar right here. It's awesome. So
cool.
Yeah, so I really like that song. Yep. And then you guys also have another single out, Abyss of Time. Are you planning to put out any more before the record comes out?
Yeah, there's two more singles coming up, and one of the two is even my favorite so far.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Video of all times.
Of all time?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Cool.
Yeah, so I cannot wait for it to be released. It's from the song The Skeleton Key.
Okay, all right. We're going to keep an eye out for that. Yeah, so Omega is coming out in like just a few weeks, February 26th. So I guess, did you have anything in mind that you wanted to accomplish specifically with this record?
Yes, we discussed up front with the band like what direction we wanted to go. And we thought like if we write some more songs with keeping in the back of our minds that we're playing on a big festival stage and the people going wild. So we were starting writing songs with that idea. And the other thing we discussed was the mix on the holographic principle. There's often that all the instruments are like fully on, and now we wanted to have more like sometimes the guitars up front, sometimes the orchestra, but not all the time everything, because then you lose a bit of the dynamics. So we wanted with Omega to have more dynamic compared to the holographic principle.
That's exciting. I mean, you know, every record you try to do something new, but this sounds like something even more progressed and like mature for the sound of the band, which is really cool.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that, because that's exactly what we tried to achieve, indeed.
From the sounds of it, sounds like you're doing it, and going off these two songs that we've heard so far, they sound awesome. It's always kind of a, I don't know, like a letdown when bands put out songs that sound like, you know, they could have put them out 10 years ago, and it's like their whole sound, but every time you guys put music out, it's like fresh, and you know, yeah. It still sounds like you guys, but it's like, you know, just that one step further. So it's very exciting.
That's exactly what annoys me about other bands, indeed, if they have all the time the same record, but then a bit different, and then also slowly the quality decreases over time. That's my nightmare scenario. So I always try. That's why also what I try to trigger to the other guys doing to that we avoid that. We always need to find a way to refresh ourselves, or else I would prefer to do something else in my life, so to say, because I that is really my nightmare scenario, that we would keep releasing a new album that sounds exactly like all the other albums,
right?
Just lesser and lesser quality.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Especially like even studio wise too, I feel like a lot of bands try to like do it themselves after a while and it just doesn't sound as good, or I don't know. So it's nice to hear that, you know, you guys have thought all of that through.
Yeah, because for us also the sound is so important. Yeah. And also some bands, yeah, they try to save some money and try to do it themselves, the mix. But yeah, for us it's very important to work with a guy like Joost van den Broek, the producer. This was his first time that he mixed one of our albums. He already mixed other albums over the years, but now we thought he was really ready for the Epica album, and he did a really more than amazing job. This is exactly how we wanted it to sound, and we could have not done it ourselves.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, I mean, that's great that you guys are so happy with it.
Yeah, this is a win-win situation, yeah.
That's great. And it's really cool that you wanted this record to sound like maybe how it would sound live, like at a festival, like you had festivals in mind almost. And I did see online you guys have some tour dates for later this year and into 2022. So do you have like high hopes for being able to do that?
Yeah, but honestly, I look at it day by day, and I personally have the feeling this is going to take a long time before things are really gonna happen again. So I have a little bit, not so optimistic feeling about the upcoming festival season in Europe, for example. But of course I have hope, but I'm also very realistic, and that the chances might be small that it's really happening. Things in the meantime can improve a lot, so let's hope so, at least. It's something beyond our control, so it doesn't make sense for us to feel too bad about it, because it's something you cannot change. It's a matter of waiting until things open up again, and hopefully there's now some studies going on with crowds visiting concerts, and that these studies look really promising. So hopefully there are things possible on the long term. And personally, we would be one of the bands that would try right away to start playing again. I'm personally not afraid of the virus, as long as there is a safe environment for the fans. That's for me most important.
That's great to hear. Yeah, and I think as more of like the vaccines are being rolled out, more people are getting vaccinated, hopefully and selfishly we'll be able to get back to going to shows, because it's like my favorite thing to do. So hopefully, I think maybe this year might be a little too optimistic, but next year I feel like we'll be good to go, hopefully. So I really hope you guys get to play.
Yeah, because it cannot take forever, so That's also the thought that keeps me going. It's not gonna be, this problem is not gonna be there forever. During history, it always shows there's always moments of turmoil and chaos, and always the time after the hard times were always times of flourishing, situations of happiness. So I cannot wait for the happiness part.
Me too. That's very well said. I'm excited for you guys, for the band, for the new record, Omega, coming out in February in just a few weeks. So I bet you guys are really excited for that. And yeah, I don't know. I just really appreciate you coming on the show. It was a great chat.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
You just heard another episode of the Ladies of Metal Show. Subscribe to our channel so you never miss an episode. This is the Ladies of Metal Show.